Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On a tremendous Tuesday.
Amen.
And we are going to have a Do Not Fear scripture for the day, Jeremiah 51:46. Jeremiah 51:46 says, "Do not lose heart or be afraid when rumors are heard in the land. One rumor comes this year after another. The next, rumors of violence in the land and of ruler against ruler."
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Today,
we're going to talk about 21 key provisions of your benefit package.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As we were meditating this morning, we were clearly directed by the Lord to teach the 21 key provisions of our benefit package.
Psalm 103 has a big benefit package.
Hallelujah. All I could do then, as I'm doing now,
is smile. Thank you, Jesus.
What a great topic for this day.
Yes.
The first question: does your job have benefits? Does your employer offer health care, 401k plans, paid vacation days, sick days, holidays, flexible spending plans, child care, continuing education, or any other such benefits?
I can tell you this, if they do, you're not in ministry.
Okay. That's true. The offer of health care will not benefit you unless you take advantage of it. Your 401k will never provide retirement income for you unless you put something in it. Your child care facilities will be of little benefit to your children unless you bring them to the facility. Your employer can have the best benefit package in the world, but if you don't activate or participate once available, then it will be of no real value to you.
And I might interject too, honey, that may not come in the world through ministry, but God provides. Jesus is a healer.
Amen.
He provides favor.
Hallelujah.
As benefit package. He provides one that's in the end of this world. But anyway, go ahead.
Basically, not using the benefits available will have the same result as if they were not available to you at all.
There you go.
Which brings us to an important point. As a child of God, you and I have the greatest benefit package ever, ever put together. This generous package of benefits is not the result of labor negotiations, but rather a living Heavenly Father.
That's right.
Who wants the very best for you, for His children. So here are the 21 key benefits, provisions of your benefit package.
Amen. Number one, recognize the origin of your benefits. 1 Corinthians 1:3 in the Message Bible says, "May all the gifts and benefits that come from God our Father and the Master Jesus Christ be yours." Number two, the author of all benefits wants you to have them. Hallelujah. It's not just a matter of, you know, getting them. It's a matter of somebody wanting you to have them. 2 Corinthians 1:1 in the Message Bible says, "I, Paul, have been sent on a special mission by the Messiah. Jesus planned by God himself. I write this to God's congregation in Corinth and to believers all over Acacia, Providence. May all the gifts and benefits that come from God our Father and the Master Jesus Christ be yours."
Glory.
We have benefits.
Yes.
Number three, your benefits are beyond natural description. Like I was saying, the world provides, but then somebody even better provides. 1 Corinthians 2:9 in the Classic Amplified says, "But on the contrary, as the scriptures say, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affection, reverence, promptly obeying him, and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed." Number four, keep his benefits foremost in your mind so that you can claim them. Should be the first thing out of your mouth when something goes south. That rhymes.
That's
okay,
good.
Psalm 103:2. I love Psalm 103:2. New International Version says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits."
Glory.
You ought to read Psalm 103
soon. Regularly.
Number 5, obedience brings benefits. That means right associations bring benefits. John 4:38, New International Version says, "I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor."
Number 6, a godly life benefits other believers. Deuteronomy 18:7-8, New International Version. "He may minister in the name of the Lord his God, like all his fellow Levites who serve them in the presence of the Lord. He is to share equally in their benefits, even though he has received money from the sale of family possessions." Number 7, your benefits have a very spiritual value. Proverbs 8:12, Message Bible. "I love those who love me. Those who look to me find me. Wealth and glory accompany me. Also substantial honor and a good name. My benefits are worth more than a big salary, even a very big salary. The returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. You can find me on the righteous road. That's where I walk."
Hallelujah.
"All the intersection of justice avenue. Handing out life to those who love me. Filling their arms with life. Armloads of life."
Wow.
Number 8. Sin obscures the value of your benefits. Esther 5:13. Classic Amplified. "Yet all these benefits mean nothing as long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." Number 9, neglect the source and lose your benefits. Deuteronomy 28:46-48, New Living Translation. "These horrors will serve as a sign and a warning among you and your descendants forever. If you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you've received, you will serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in everything. The Lord will put you in an iron yoke on your neck, oppressing you harshly until he has destroyed you."
Wow.
Number 10, your actions activate or deactivate your benefits. Proverbs 11:17, Classic Amplified. "The merciful, kind, and generous man benefits himself, for his deeds return to bless them. But he who is cruel and callous to the wants of others brings on himself retribution."
Number 11, repentance brings his benefits. Psalm 142:7 in Young's Literal Translation says, "Bring forth from prison my soul to confess thy name. The righteous do compass up me about when thou conferrest benefits upon me." Number 12, benefits encourage you during adversity. 2 Corinthians 4:1 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Therefore, since we do hold and engage in this ministry by the mercy of God, granting us favors, benefits, opportunities, and especially salvation.
Hallelujah.
We do not get discouraged, spiritless, and despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustion."
That's good.
And number 13, spiritual blessings prompt natural benefits. Think of that. This is good. 1 Corinthians 9:11 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "If we have sown the seed of spiritual good among you, is it too much if we reap from your material benefits?" Number 14, words fitly spoken bring benefits. Proverbs 12:14, New Living Translation. "Wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings rewards. And 15, living a righteous life brings immediate benefits. 1 Timothy 4:8 in the New Living Translation says, physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
16, how do you repay God for all your benefits? Psalm 116:12, Classic Amplified. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? How can I repay him for all his bountiful dealings? Wow. 17, praise God for all his benefits. Psalm 13:6, Young's Literal Translation. I do sing to Jehovah, for he has conferred benefits upon me. Hallelujah. That's glorious. 18, resting in the Lord brings his benefits. Psalm 116:7, Young's Literal Translation. Turn back, O my soul, to thy rest, for Jehovah hath conferred benefits on thee. 19, meditating and living the word brings benefits. Psalm 119:16-17, Literals, Young's Literal Translation. In thy statutes, I delight myself. I do not forget thy word. Confer benefits on thy servant. I live and I keep thy word. Number 20. Giving increases your benefits. Giving increases your benefits. Luke 6:38, Classic Amplified. Give and gifts will be given to you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will I pour into your pouch, formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, will be measured back to you.
But 21, benefits are manifested every day, so you can look forward to yours today. Psalm 68:19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah means.
Hallelujah. So look, that's what we call an impressive benefit package.
Amen.
The best ever offered.
Out of this world.
You didn't sign up for the package or participate in all that's available to you, then you'll never reap the rewards of the package. If you missed an opportunity in the past, start now, today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's good. Better than the world can give.
If you're blessed by the teaching or the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Here's what he says. That's all we ever ask.
That's it.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern,
God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
I love that, baby. God bless you. Bye-bye.